Well, God bless you. Today we are Sunday, the 22nd of February, 2026. And it is 4:20, and I'm just about to make my way to the gym and just do some more steps and then have a quick go in the sauna and the spa, which I absolutely love. And I was just thinking about reliability. You know, reliability is very important for believers, and it's you know, what is reliability? You know, it's the power of being found faithful. It's not flashy, it's not loud, it doesn't always get the applause from everyone, but reliability is like the doorway to promotion. You know, trust, authority, and increase. When someone's reliable, you know, you are tending to see them. And but when they're unreliable, you tend to look away from them. And God does not look, you know, for talent in people, but he does look for faithfulness. You know, reliability and faithfulness go hand in hand. You know, like it says in 1 Corinthians 4:2, moreover, it's required in steward that a man be found faithful. What? Faithful in where they're, what they're doing, what they're believing, what they're speaking, what they're practicing in their life. You know, you're going to be more respected for being faithful in what you do, even if it's not so great. You know, you'll be respected because you're faithful, you're consistent, and you have reliability within those things. And you know, it doesn't make you the most gifted person or famous person or charismatic, you know, but it is faithful. It shows itself to be faithful. That's what reliability is. So, you know, doing what you said you would do, that's reliability. Being consistent when no one is watching you, that's also integrity with that reliability. Showing up spiritually and mentally and physically, just like I'm going to show up the gym on the physical level, I'm being consistent, being reliable to myself to get myself there and go and do it, you know, and it's helping me out. And also being trustworthy with responsibility. So reliability is proven character over time. You know, if I think about it, you know, since I've been connected to Sangit since 2006, I've regularly gone to India, you know, and then when the doors opened up to Nepal, then I've regularly gone to Nepal because I desire to learn, I desire to know. I'm reliable. I am a reliable person. When it comes to the things of God, I'm reliable. You know, I'm trustworthy also. And I will do what God gives me to do also and what I'm encouraged to do. So I'm a reliable person to show up. You know, if I say I'm going to be there, I'll be there. And that's what we can all endeavor to do. You know, I'm reliable to stay faithful to where I'm connected. I'm not going from the left or to the right. I'm not trying to get other people from other people's fellowships to come and follow me or anything like that. I'm just speaking and sharing. I put my audios out. You know, I'm being reliable in doing those things. Whether people like those audios or not, they can rely on me to send them an audio through their email or through their WhatsApps, right? So being reliable is very, you know, important. And, you know, when I look at the people that connect to me, their reliability is important to me, you know? That, oh yeah, like even though we rely on God and we trust in God with all our heart and we lean not unto our own understanding, you know, we acknowledge God in all those, in our ways, as moving forward with the things of God, we need good people around us. We need good, reliable people to be there. And, you know, because we want to see God's word move all over the world, I'm sure Sangate's leaders are all reliable to connect, to follow the sound doctrine, to preach the heavenly words from God as they've been encouraged and taught. So, you know, even when they don't feel like it, you know, they're still doing it. And that's being reliable. So, you know, being reliable, you're not controlled by circumstances. You're not controlled by emotions or feelings, you know. So, like, if you look at Joseph, all his situations that he went through, in Potiphar's house, he was reliable. He was faithful. He was a great steward. In the prison, he was exactly the same because that was what was in his heart. And before Pharaoh also. And he got blessed, and it says, like in Genesis, it says that, you know, Joseph found grace in his sight, in the sight of Pharaoh, and Joseph served him, and Joseph and Pharaoh made Joseph overseer over his house. So why was Joseph promoted? Because whatever was put in his hand, he handled it faithfully, and he had reliability. So reliability turned slavery into leadership. You know, being reliable is very important. You know, before he ruled a nation, David kept the sheep, right? He protected the flock of God. He fought off lions and bears. He was reliable in the field before he was recognized in the palace, right? And God's watches what we do in private. You know, God's watching you on your own. What are you like on your own? That's the real you. So reliability in obscurity leads to authority in public. So what we do in secret, God will reward openly. That's the truth. And even Daniel was reliable under pressure. You know, and even the authorities there could not find an occasion or fault because Daniel was faithful. If you look up in Daniel 6:4, it says they could find no occasion nor fault for as much as he was faithful. And so that's what we have to do. We have to be faithful. And reliability produces a life without hidden cracks. You know, Jesus Christ on reliability. He that is faithful in that which is least is also faithful in much. You know, so promotion in the kingdom works differently. Small things, faithfulness equals increase. Small things, faithfulness equals increase. Unreliable in little things blocks from much. You're blocked from receiving when we're unreliable. When we're unreliable, we can guarantee that we're walking in the man of body and soul rather than the body, soul, and spirit man. We're walking in the carnal when we're unreliable. But when we're walking by the Spirit, you'll be reliable. It'll just be there. And so we want to be reliable in our words, the things that we speak. You know, like Jesus said, let your communication be yea and yea, nay and nay. You know, mean what you say, say what you mean. And that's what we do. Do you do what you say? Or do you backtrack on it? Do you look for an excuse? You know, do you look, well, I don't feel like it now. That's not the way to move. That's not the way to get blessed. That's not the way to get your answers, you know. Reliability in our finances. Well, it's Luke 6:11. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? So financial faithfulness qualifies you for spiritual trust. Substance stewardship aligns with your larger stewardship vision, right? So we want to be faithful in that which is least. We want to be reliable in the things that we do and how we conduct ourselves, how we handle things. And we want to be reliable in service. Like in Colossians, it says, whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord. Reliable people serve God, not their moods. Reliable people serve God, not their emotions. A reliable person will serve God, not their feelings. So, you know, we want to be reliable to serve God because that's where we're going to get the most blessings. And we got to be reliable in our calling. Consistency builds strength. And it gives us weight behind what we do. I've been walking with God as a believer since I got born again at 16. But as in fold with ministry and with people, I've been faithful to do what I've been doing with the people I've been doing with. There's been some bumps in the road. Unfortunately, that's life. Life happens, but God's got us through everyone because he's trusted me and counted me faithful. The Lord Jesus Christ counted Paul faithful, putting him into the ministry. God has counted me faithful because I'm definitely not perfect, 100% not perfect, right? In the things and some of the things we do or say, no one's 100% perfect. But I am faithful, and I am faithful to do what I do understand to do and what I do know is right and the other things I can learn and put right. So, you know, your calling grows at the speed of your reliability. So the less reliable you are, you know, the less there's going to be great growth there, or real growth. What did Jesus say? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. So we notice the pattern. Faithful over few, ruler over many. Gifted over few, ruler over many. Reliable people become rulers. And that's what we do. We stay consistent and faithful. Like going to this gym, I'm not doing too many steps according to how anybody else can do it, but I'm doing a certain amount of steps and I'm doing it consistently, and I'm building strength and energy, and I'm slowly losing weight. I'm not massively losing it weight at the end of the week. I've lost 50 pounds, may have lost 2 pounds. It doesn't matter. I'm losing the weight that I want to lose at the speed I can do it, and at the momentum God's put in my heart to do it. So, you know, if you want to be excited, you'll be consistent, not inconsistent. You know, and we, you know, reliability or unreliability, you know, you're just going to be inconsistent in what you're doing. You know, you're not going to make commitments, and you're going to disappear when the pressure is on. And then you're going to blame others, and then you're going to blame your circumstances, and then, you know, you're only performing when things are going good for you. That's what unreliability, you know, plays out in your walk, you know, and in your life and your living. So we want to build reliability, so we've got to learn to keep small promises. We've got to learn to finish what we start. We've got to be early, not late type of thing. We've got to follow through on the things. And do the unseen tasks with excellence, the things that people don't see you do. Do it with heart. You know, remove the excuses. You know, fear God more than man. Reliability is a muscle, and it grows through repetition, just like our confession of faith. You know, the more we start to declare, the more those things become real in our heart and our minds and believable. And then when we speak it with faith, and then we are changing our world, you know, because your little tongue there and your words will affect your whole life for good or for bad, you know. So, you know, God is not looking for us to be impressive, but to be reliable, to be faithful, to be consistent. He's looking for the most dependable people. And if you're reliable, you're dependable. If you're faithful, you're dependable. In your stewardship, in your finances, in your words, in your leadership, be found faithful. Because in the kingdom of God, reliability is promotion in a seed form. So if you want to be promoted in what you're doing, be reliable, be faithful, be consistent. So this is what was kind of in my heart on that little word, being reliable. You know, God wants us to really benefit and be blessed. And so anyway, it's just a little thought, just something in my heart, just inspiration to do a little audio to bless you and to bless me. And I'm blessed that I've got able to share. It's only a few minutes, and I'll send it out to you, and maybe you give that a consideration to bless you and to help you maybe in the areas that you need to be reliable, faithful and consistent if you're not. And it just shows you maybe also that in certain areas, if you're not getting the results you need because you're not being reliable and faithful in that area, which will then help you produce what you do need, you know. Because as we give, we receive. As we sow, we reap. So what are we sowing and what are we reaping? And so you've got to look at what you're reaping, and then it'll show you, oh yeah, I've been saying this or doing that, if it's the wrong thing or even the right thing. Yeah, I honor God. That's why I'm getting blessed. That's why money's flowing like the honey. That's why the understanding is flowing like the honey. That's why God's giving me that spiritual wisdom and revelation, because I'm faithful in that which is least. And God now has entrusted me with much. So anyway, these are the little things in my heart to start off. Maybe you can use this to start your week about being reliable, consistent, dependable unto God, and then to who you are serving and helping and who's in your life, you know, because it's so important that, you know, we are reliable and consistent. If a mother wasn't reliable to her children, those poor children would go without being washed, without clothes, they'd be eating all the wrong things, and they'd be living in a wrong way, wouldn't they? But a mother has to be reliable, and a father, to make sure that the children have got everything that they need. They're eating well, sleeping well, speaking well, doing well, acting well. And so that's the parents' job, to be good, reliable, faithful parents in overseeing their children and their household. That's just on the parent side of things. What about our ministry side of things? What about our personal relationships and husband and wife relationships, boyfriend and girlfriend, all these things? So all these things are there, mate. It's just something to for you to consider and to rejoice in, that God's going to give you some blessings and answers as you take it on board. So God bless you.